Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the program where you participate with your questions about apologetics and evangelization, including the most important theological, spiritual, moral, and social issues facing the world today. Call now with your question for today's guest, toll-free 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. Now, from San Diego, Catholic Answers Live.
Oh, thank you very much. And wow, applause to start the show. That never happens. Thank you so much for joining us today on Catholic Answers Live. We come to you today from Alabama, as we did yesterday, because this week is the National Catholic Radio Conference put on by EWTN here in their home city of Birmingham, Alabama, and they do a beautiful job on that whole thing. Tom Price is here with us. Thank you, Tom, for all the great hospitality. It's just been a wonderful time here. This hour, let not your hearts be troubled. If you are a worrier, or if you know a worrier, this hour is for you. 888-318-7884 is our number. 888-318-7884. Our guest, Gary Zimak, is the author of a wonderful book. This is your newest book, right? Stop Worrying and Start Living, but also the author of From Fear to Faith and A Worrier's Guide to the Bible. He's the host of Spirit in the Morning on the Philadelphia Catholic radio station.
Holy Spirit Radio.
Holy Spirit Radio. Welcome, Gary Zimak.
Thank you, Cy. Great to be side by side with you.
Very nice to be with you. Thanks for joining us. Gary, you do not come at this from a completely objective position. You yourself are a worrier.
Yes, always been an anxious person by nature, Cy, but I found through the grace of God and getting to know Jesus Christ that I am more peaceful now than I ever have been. So my goal is to share this message with all of my fellow warriors out there that Christ can really help us.
And you spend your life as an evangelist.
Right.
You're not a therapist or something like that. Christ wants us to be at peace. That's part of the evangelization, is to share that peace is part of what comes with relationship with Christ.
Exactly. And he said it over and over, let not your heart be troubled, peace be with you. And I always go out and I say, when I speak about this, that if it wasn't possible, he wouldn't say it. So he knows it's possible. He wants us to be at peace. And I'm living proof. But I do it one day at a time. I will always be an anxious person by nature. But with the help of the Lord, one day at a time, by taking simple steps to get to know him and to walk with him each day, you can feel peace. And if I could do it, Cy, anybody can do it.
Well, I don't know if that's true, Gary. You're a pretty impressive guy. But, when you read now, especially about young people, and sometimes they're connecting it to these devices, these electronic devices we all carry around, but there's almost what you might call an epidemic of anxiety.
There really is.
Among the young.
There really is. And I mean, even without these devices, I started worrying at an early age, maybe 6 or 7. And in talking to psychologists and therapists about this, because of the nature of what I do, I do speak with a lot of Catholic professionals about this. They say, Tim, they've told me that some of us are hardwired to be worriers. We've got that in our nature. Not everybody has it. But it is something that we can overcome. And, you know, Cy, one of the dangers about my message is it's too simple. It sounds too simple. You know, you walk with Jesus every day and you're going to feel peace. It really is that simple, but it's not easy to put into practice.
If it were, as one of my professors used to say, if you need a Harvard degree to understand it, it's not really the good news, is it?
Exactly.
Right. Stop Worrying and Start Living, 365 Daily Reflections from Gary Zimak is his latest book. Let me ask you, as a worrier, however, so here's this is an experience you have from the time you're 6 years old, and you go through all this worry, and you find that Jesus really doesn't want you to be worried. He wants you to be at peace.
Correct.
Now do you reflect back on it and say, well, that anxiety that I had, that worry that I had, was actually an opening for the Lord to be in relationship with me?
You got it, brother. And I say that all the time to people. I get some funny looks, but I look at my anxiety as a blessing. Mm-hmm. Because if I was not an anxious person, I would have never turned to the Lord, because I can be a little proud. I know myself, you know, and because of the fact that I struggle with anxiety, it keeps me grounded and it keeps me close to the Lord.
It's one of those things maybe where if you don't stay close to the Lord, you're going to slide back into the mental habits and that kind of thing.
Yeah, easily. I could easily do it. And I always like one of my favorite Bible verses is Revelation 3:20, when the Lord talks about the fact that he's standing at our door knocking. And if we open the door and let him in, he'll come in and dine with us. I always like to say, and I believe this in my own heart, that when we are afraid, That's the knock on the door. That's the invitation from Jesus to let him in. You know, he won't force his way into our lives.
Right.
But he's
right
there. When we're nervous, turn to him.
888-318-7884 is our number. If you prefer that in spelling, it's 888-31-TRUTH. Gary Zimek is our guest, the author of Stop Worrying and Start Living, as well as A Worrier's Guide to the Bible and From Fear to Faith. If you would like to discuss maybe your experience of anxiety or your experience of the Lord helping you through your anxiety, 888-318-7884, our number. Tell me about the sacraments in this. Because as Catholics, I sometimes almost feel like we have these enormous gifts, and we don't even know the power that they have.
Absolutely. And Cy, one of the things that I've noticed is when I look back over my life as somebody who was worried about a lot of things, I remember, even though I was lukewarm for many years, every time I walked into a church, I felt a sense of peace. I know now it's because our Lord was there, fully present, body, blood, soul, and divinity. And I have learned that the sacraments, and primarily the ones that help me all the time, are the Eucharist and confession.
Mm-hmm.
The grace that we receive through the sacraments can help us so much to feel that peace because it connects us with the Lord. It connects us more closely with Him. So again, one of the things I've learned is I can't do this all on my own. And He doesn't want me to do it on my own. It's St. Paul's message. When I am weak, then I am strong.
Yes.
But for somebody like me who wants to, a lot of us who are worriers, we're control freaks. We want to control everything. We want to fix everything by ourselves. Mm-hmm. That's where we get ourselves into trouble. We want to control even the uncontrollable. And, you know, sometimes we'll say, I'm just going to stop worrying. Well, on my own, I'm not going to be able to do that. But if I turn to the Lord and really depend on Him, then I'm going to feel the peace. But it's Him doing the work.
888-318-7884, the number of a good friend of mine. He's passed now. He was a Jehovah's Witness, and he used to say, a great piece of wisdom, I thought. He used to say, I have no trouble turning my life over to the Lord. My problem is I take it right back.
Exactly.
And is that, have you had that experience?
Today, several times, right? You know. But honestly, and I try to be as open as possible. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because you know
yeah.
what it comes down to, Cy, and this is not one of my more popular messages, but it's true. When we worry, we don't trust the Lord, period. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if He needs me to get a fatal disease, if He needs me to lose my job, if He needs me to struggle financially in order to help me get to heaven, and if it's best for me, then if I really trusted Him, I wouldn't worry. I worry because I don't trust Him, or I think I've got a better plan.
So a lot of what you do then is helping people, first of all, realize that the Lord is trustworthy and does want you to put your trust in Him so you can have peace.
Yes.
But then also the practical steps about
yes.
how to do that.
Absolutely. I think that's the key, because somebody like me, I need practical steps. And I like to keep it simple. You know me, Si, I'm a pretty simple person. I like it
I
simple.
I say that about you all the time.
I know you
Gary.
Do.
This guy is simple. Sorry, Gary.
You're just saying that because it's true. But I do. I like it simple, and I like a series of steps, because I've heard the talks in the past, oh, just trust the Lord more, just follow the Lord. Well, yeah. I'm the type of guy. I'm from Philly.
Mm-hmm.
We like things. You know, you were born in Philly,
too. I was, yeah.
But you understand that we like to know, all right, you're telling me to trust the Lord. You're telling me to walk with Him. What do I do?
Yeah.
I don't know what to do.
Right, right.
So it's, you know, very simple.
Yeah. So what do I do?
Talk to Him every day. And, you know, I told you this was simple.
Yeah.
So many people think, well, how do I have a closer relationship with Him? How do I get to know Him better? Well, talk to Him. That's a start. The Bible, crucial. You need to read the Bible every day, even mm-hmm. if it's for 5 minutes. Daily Mass readings, great way to start. And the sacraments. You start doing these things.
Mm-hmm.
You are walking with Jesus, and you're not going to worry as much. But it is a process. It's still a process that I'm working on. Every day.
Yeah.
And I'll be working on it for the rest of my life. But I know if I look back maybe 5 years, 6 years ago till now,
mm-hmm.
I worry so much less, you know, day
Isn't
to day.
That beautiful?
Yeah, it's
yeah.
great. It's great.
Yeah, right. It's wonderful to be able to give that testimony, Gary, to the goodness of the Lord, and that it's not just some ephemeral thing. It actually, you trust Him, and He will, in fact, help. I want to ask you about one more thing, and then we'll go to calls because people are starting to call. 888-318-7884, our number. Have you had yourself experience of sitting with the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, and do you recommend that as a way for Him to work with us and in us?
Definitely, definitely. Sitting in going to Eucharistic adoration, spending time with the Lord is an incredibly powerful tool. There have been times where I've, you know, especially when I'm able to receive the Lord at Mass, I've been completely stressed out, gone to Mass, received the Lord. All of a sudden, I feel this peace. And the same thing can happen to a lesser degree, but still the same at adoration. And I think, like, I don't know why I'm not worried anymore, but I'm peaceful.
Yes.
That's because, right, this is a newsflash, he's actually doing some work. You know, we forget. Right?
That's right. It's like, it's not all about me.
Right? Yeah, right. But we forget. Again, simple message, but yep, very easy to overlook.
Gary Zimek is our guest. We're talking about anxiety and the Lord's direction to us. Let not your hearts be troubled this hour. 888-318-7884 is the number. We have to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more on Catholic Answers Live right after this.
Stay with us for more Catholic Answers Live.
It might be said that anti-Catholic notions of the Church's history are the original fake news. With all the misinformation being spread, where does one look for the truth? In The Real Story of Catholic History, Professor Steve Weidenkopf gives you the facts on over 50 of the most common misconceptions about Catholic history and shows how to answer them simply and powerfully. Whether it's to answer claims about Catholicism's supposedly pagan origins, old myths about the Inquisition that never seem to go away, or more modern errors that anti-Catholics put forth, The Real Story of Catholic History is an essential resource for every Catholic's bookshelf. Order your copy of The Real Story of Catholic History today by calling 1-888-291-8000, visiting the shop at Catholic.com, or asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
You've heard that St. Paul Street Evangelization supports hundreds of teams of evangelists sharing the good news. But did you know that some of these teams are public prayer stations? Set up a sign on the sidewalk and offer prayer and encouragement to those you encounter. Everyone needs prayer. Try this new method of witnessing to Jesus. Contact St. Paul Street Evangelization to get started at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
The Catholic Answers Minute. I'm Father Vincent Serpa. In Luke 16, Jesus told the story of a steward who was about to be fired for having squandered his employer's money. So he decided to make friends with his employer's clients by reducing their debts to him. While the employer disdained the loss of income, he recognized the steward's ingenuity. Our Lord then acknowledged how much more ingenious the world can be than the faithful, who have so much more reason to excel. What a tragedy that so much God-given talent has been used against him rather than for him. All the more reason for us to work for his glory. No false modesty for us. Our talents are a part of that love story that began when he created each of us in the womb. He has a plan for us, even if it means a lifetime of creative suffering in bed or from a wheelchair. What we give joyfully, because it is for him. I'm Father Vincent Serpa for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
Call now with your question, 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to this Friday edition of Catholic Answers Live. And once again, we have a fantastic couple hours for you for Friday. Darren really does a good job on Fridays. Father Wade Menezes will be with us next hour to talk about faithfulness to daily duty. A life-changing kind of message if we can receive it. So join us for that second hour. This hour, Gary Zimek is with us, the host of Spirit in the Morning on Holy Spirit Radio in Philadelphia and author of quite a few books, including Stop Worrying and Start Living, which is what we're talking about today. 888-318-7884, our number, 888-318-7884. Gary, I see lots of calls coming in. Shall we go to calls?
Let's do it, Si.
All right, let's start with Cheryl in Youngstown, Ohio, listening on Living Bread Radio. Cheryl, your question for Gary Zimek.
I don't know so much that it's a question, but I heard one statement that he felt we were hardwired, or one of you said we were hardwired perhaps to be worriers or anxiety. I don't know so much that we're hardwired, but I believe that we're taught to worry and to be anxious. We're not born that way. And I think by life's situations, we can learn insecurities and thus worry and become very anxious. I know that as a mother, I was struggling financially, and I would always not have too much money, so I'd put like $2 worth of gas in the car. And I would say to my kids, pray that we get to the gas station. And so I had these two little faces, kind of hanging over the back seat, watching the empty gauge and hoping that we would get to the gas station, and then we'd put the $2 in, and we were right back to driving on fumes, and so pray that we get to the gas station the next time. So I think we can kind of teach our children, and maybe our parents taught us that too. Today, I try to be a little more careful, process that myself. It's been a matter of maturing in my faith and trust that God will handle the situation, that he's always with me and I will never be left without. But well, in growing in that, then I think the way I treat my grandchildren and my children today, I am very calm and I don't worry. I know that the proof that I have been taken care of. And so I try to trust that message to them. But somehow,
Gary respond to that. You do sound... You have a peaceful air about you,
so it does
give a sense that it's convincing that the Lord has worked in your life. Gary, your response.
Cheryl, very good point. A couple things I want to say about that. In my case, and I have talked to various therapists and professionals about this. In my case, when I was a young child, I had absolutely no reason to worry about the things that I worried about. I worried I was going to die, and I was healthy. I worried that my parents would die, and they were healthy. However, in certain cases, it is absolutely possible that by your actions, by your words, you can make your children more anxious. Now, it just so happens that my mother was very superstitious, and as I got older, I think some of her superstitions made me worry more.
Oh,
you know, you have a certain dream, that means somebody's going to die, and...
Oh, yeah.
And those kind of things,
right.
I would really run with them. But I think it really is a combination. But just based on my own experience, I am someone who tends to blow things out of proportion. And my wife happens to be sitting in the room watching this broadcast, and she will attest to the fact that when somebody's not, when she doesn't answer the phone, automatically I begin to panic. That's my nature. I think, she must have been in a car accident. Not everybody thinks that way. But so I have that tendency. But I think it could be a learned process as well.
Cheryl, were you saying in part that you have some regrets about maybe having fostered anxiety in your own children?
Well, I know I did. And I'm able to discuss that with them as adults today. That is so wonderful to have that adult relationship with them, that as a parent I can admit that, you know, maybe I wasn't as trusting as I needed to be back then. I had a lot of fear going in my life as to how I was going to make this all happen. I felt such responsibility. And I kind of spoke out loud and I transferred some of those fears to my children. But today I can speak to them as adults and to say, that's not the way to parent. I've learned that. And so I can speak maturity to them. You know, it's like, be careful what you say to your children, what burdens you lay on your children, so that they don't have to carry that with them.
That's just a very helpful message.
Some of the years, I guess.
Well, thank you, Cheryl, very much. I do think that's a very helpful message for parents today. As a matter of fact, I think lots of folks struggle a great deal in parenting these days.
Definitely.
And because you're parenting, again, you're parenting people that are carrying around a machine
that they
have access to the entire universe with. And,
right.
And there's just so many things. And families are struggling and in many cases broken. Cheryl, thank you for that call. And I do think there's probably a way in which Cheryl's call is helpful in reminding us you don't have to communicate that to your children.
Oh, that was a great message. It really was. And it's a reminder for all of us as parents.
Jackie in Onaga, Kansas, you are on with Gary Zimak. Your question, please.
Hi.
Hi, Jackie.
Yes,
hey, Jackie.
I have a brother-in-law that is a terrible worrier and gets great anxiety. And we live in the heartland of Kansas, and we're farmers, and it seems like it's almost cyclic that he gets really depressed and anxiety from about April until about August. And in that time period, he may lose 20 to 30 pounds of weight, and he just clams up and does not talk whatsoever. And I just wondered, is there a certain book that would help him?
I would suggest Stop Worrying and Start Living by Gary Zimak, but Gary...
I'm glad you said that, Si. That was going to be my
Jackie, question. Can I just ask you a question? Because I honestly don't know this, but if you're farming in Kansas, is there anything in particular to worry about between April and August? Like, is that harvest time, or is
well,
that a...
Well, it's a busy time. You know, it's a busy time. We're getting baby calves and cows out to the pasture, and we're getting the crops in the field. And I think he just gets so anxiety because it costs so much to do those types of farming things now versus 20, 30 years ago, that he just gets so overwhelmed. I mean, he's up by 3:30 or 4 o'clock in the morning. He can't sleep. And, you know, it's so hard on my sister and their five kids because, you know, he doesn't talk. He doesn't want to do anything.
Well, you know,
and I want to find a way to help him. I gave him the Word Among Us, and they read that every day.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jackie, I'm struck particularly by the word overwhelmed. Gary, your response to Jackie.
Jackie, you make some great points. And as somebody who has been in full-time ministry for close to 6 years, I get it. I mean, there were times of the year that I really struggle. And I look at the bills. They have to be paid. And there are times when I'm saying, all right, Lord, come on, I know you can do this. Right? So that's a natural tendency.
I like you encouraging the Lord. I know you can do this.
Oh, you should hear me. Me and the Lord have some interesting conversations.
Don't give up, Jesus.
That's right. But seriously, I think there are times that he really makes us trust him. And
yes.
I don't like that. I personally don't like that because it's difficult. And in this case, yeah, there are times he's going to put us through some things. But ultimately, what I would say as a general piece of advice to Jackie is that there are certain things outside of our control. So if you're a farmer, maybe the weather is outside of your control. I mean, there are certain things you can't control. If you try to control them, you're going to drive yourself crazy and become more anxious and worry more.
Okay.
So, I mean, I think accepting that, trusting in the Lord, she mentioned reading the daily readings of the Word Among Us, great thing to do. Because that lets you have the Lord speak to you every day. And these little steps help tremendously. I know sometimes I'm sitting there at night, lying in bed, my wife can vouch for this, reading the Bible, just letting the Lord speak to me. When I'm stressed out, that comforts me. You read about the miracles that Jesus performs, and it becomes more difficult to worry.
Okay.
And you realize how powerful he is and how loving he is.
Do you want to recommend any other books to Jackie? I mean, I can recommend all of Gary's books. But is there anything else you wanted to recommend to her?
I mean, honestly, I do really believe in my books. And From Fear to Faith is a step-by-step approach to overcoming anxiety. That's the method that I use, Jackie. And that's the third book that I've written. And I recommend that or any of my books dealing with anxiety.
How does that strike you, Jackie?
Gary, I can't tell you how much I appreciate this. Thank you both so much.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate the call, Jackie.
You're welcome, Jackie. God bless you. And if you ever need anything, feel free to email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. And I sincerely mean that. We're in this together.
Website and everything. I listen to you all the time on EWTN radio. I just think you guys are so awesome. And I just thank you for promoting our Catholic faith.
Oh, well, thank you. Hey, you can call anytime, Jackie. Thanks very much. FollowingTheTruth.com is Gary's website. 888-31-TRUTH is our number here. I guess it begs the question a little bit. Do you have anybody come to you with their anxiety and you sincerely think, I need to send this person for professional help? And
all the time.
Oh, all the time.
All the time.
Okay, so
yeah.
What's the kind of threshold where you say, well, this is something that a doctor can help with?
I've been advised, and because of what I do, I've talked to a lot of therapists. I've been advised that once it begins to impact your life, you're not going out of the house, you're missing time from work, or something, you just know, and Dr. Greg Popchick's a good friend of mine, somebody who I recommend a lot of people. I send a lot of people Greg's way. Greg said, if you just feel you're not living the life that God wants you to live, then it's time to maybe seek some help or just talk to a therapist, you know?
Yeah, and it is one of the aspects of our Catholic faith that we don't oppose faith and reason to one another.
Correct.
That if a doctor or doctors or medical science has solutions to part of the problem and your faith has a solution, that's perfectly consistent to what we understand about the human person and faith and reason working hand in hand.
Exactly. And just as a quick side note, I led a retreat not too long ago in Spokane, Washington. It was called Pray Hope, but Don't Worry. This is a retreat I've done many times. And there were at least two people there who were in therapy for years. And I said, have you ever talked to Jesus before? And both of them said, nobody ever told me that they both felt incredible peace that weekend.
Amen, you know? Brother. Yeah, right. So it's not a matter of, hey, get out of therapy and go.
Exactly.
Just like you wouldn't say to a cancer patient, stop taking your medicine and trust in Jesus.
That's right.
Do what you're doing, but don't forget to trust in Jesus.
You bet.
Gary Zemeck is our guest. We're talking about worrying. 888-31-TRUTH is the number. This is Catholic Answers Live. We'll be right back with more right after this.
Catholic Answers Live. EWTN is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If your cable or satellite provider doesn't carry EWTN's full programming lineup, give them a call and let them know you would like to receive EWTN 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
For more information, go to EWTN.com and click on television.
Just like the saints of the Counter-Reformation, our own souls are in constant need of reform, of reconversion to God and His will for us. We struggle with sin. We become distracted in prayer. We find it hard to be loving and easy to be selfish. In Reform Yourself, Sean McAfee shows you how these magnificent saints can be guides to your own personal transformation. We all need to reform our souls. Let the saints who reformed the church show you how. Order your copy of Reform Yourself today by calling 1-888-291-8000, visiting the shop at Catholic.com, or asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Did the Catholic Church add books to the Bible, or did Protestants remove 7 books from the Old Testament? In Why Catholic Bibles Are Bigger, author Gary Machuda takes you on a fact-filled tour through the history of the Bible, revealing the whole story behind the lost books of the Protestant Old Testament. With the latest information, discourse on crucial issues, and a topical index, Why Catholic Bibles Are Bigger is a book that belongs in the library of every serious student of Scripture. Order your copy of Why Catholic Bibles Are Bigger today by calling 1-888-291-8000, visiting the shop at Catholic.com, or asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. And don't forget, we're still giving away Jimmy Akin for free. Not the person, but we'll give you the talk. His talk on the Reformation and what the Reformation was all about. He just gave it at our national conference a little more than a month ago, and we'd love to send it to you. Just go to catholic.com/radioclub and sign up. Radio Club is fun, and it's not supposed to be a burden on you. We don't send you tons and tons of emails. Once a week, we send you our newsletter via email, and then when we have these free MP3s available, then you get them. And right now, it is Jimmy Akin that we're giving away. Just go to catholic.com/radioclub. This hour, our guest, Gary Zemeck, and we are talking about worry and faith. And Gary doesn't talk about that from an abstract position. He's been through it. He was suffered from anxiety and worry since the time he was 6 years old, and has found peace in the help of the Lord. 888-31-TRUTH is our number, 888-318-7884. And we go now to Denglo in Houston, Texas, listening on Guadalupe Radio. Denglo, your question for Gary Zemeck.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello. Thank you very much for hosting this show. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Questions about anxiety, worry.
Yeah.
It is very common, and there are so many explanations in the secular world, like a medical point of view, hereditary, and the psychological attribution, like childhood experience, even the cognitive thinking. My question is, first is, what is the view from Catholic Church, especially the role of devils, Satan, and any cases, so for me to understand. The second question, follow-up question, if devil, there's a role there, what's the role of exorcism, an anoint of the sick,
okay.
Confession?
All right, let's let Gary take a shot at that Diglo so that you got the basic idea with the role of demons and Satan, and then the role of the healing instruments of the church.
Well, I would say, Diglo, I would say this, that I could without a doubt say that Satan is very happy if we worry. I mean, I think he wants us to remove ours. When we worry, we turn away from the Lord, and I think that makes him very happy, and it's a good rule of thumb to do things, to never do something that would make Satan happy. And I think there's a quote, and I don't remember the exact quote from, I believe it's St. Francis of Assisi, who talked about the fact that when we worry, we make a dwelling for Satan in our hearts. And that's a really scary quote. And I'm paraphrasing that there, but it's something that we want to keep in mind. And the devil does want us to worry, because when we worry, worry is different than concern. Worry is when we just let things spin in our minds and really don't trust the Lord's providence in our lives. So that's going to make the devil happy. I would not recommend that. As far as confession is something, a great sacrament, because many people who worry are worrying about previous sins that they've committed. Happens all the time. I know I've done that in the past. Being absolved and receiving that sacramental grace from the sacrament of confession is a huge way to overcome that, because grace works. So I would say that Satan definitely wants us to worry, because anything that he can do to make us turn away from the Lord is going to make him happy.
Isn't that a kind of a downward spiral that we might get into? If I'm anxious and I may then act in a way that's even sinful, but not healthy for me, but even to the point of being sinful, whether it's engaging in too much drinking or all the different things that I might do, then I feel bad about myself.
Right.
And then I won't go back to the Lord, or I kind of take a break from that or something, because I don't feel comfortable going back to the Lord. Now I'm in a downward spiral.
Exactly. And that's the danger of worry. Worry is so different than fear. Fear is completely different than worry. Fear is an emotion. It's morally neutral. But if we let that fear lead us to worry instead of leading us to prayer, leading us to the sacraments, that's when we can cross that line, even into sin. And I don't know where that line is, but I've confessed worrying excessively. I've confessed that, because when I do that, I consciously worry. Worrying is a conscious choice. We might not realize that. You can't make yourself not be afraid. That's an emotion. Mm-hmm. But you can make yourself not worry. Even if you're afraid, you can be praying. You can be reading the Bible. So there's that line you do cross.
But it strikes me that worry might lead to sin also, in the sense that I want to comfort myself, maybe. I watch way too much TV, or I waste time on this activity, or I think now, with these devices, pornography is a big thing for millions and millions of people.
And very good point.
And underneath it is a kind of need to be comforted, a need to forget my anxieties or my worries.
Si, that's huge. And I'm not proud to admit it, but in my youth, I spent a lot of time in bars trying to break free from worry. And you know what? It doesn't work. The only thing that's ever helping was Christ, though. And then you're right. You feel guilty about seeking pleasure in sinful ways. He's going to bring you more peace than anything else. But yes, the devil is very happy when we worry.
Yep. And I've probably eaten a lot more ice cream than I should have because of worry. I'm just letting you know.
I still like ice cream. I like ice cream.
No, but I really eat a lot of ice cream.
Want to get a sundae after the show?
Yes, Scott, you're my man. I got Father Wade who can hear my confession. Diana in Monterey, California, listening on Relevant Radio. You are on with Gary Zimak. Your question, please. Diana?
Hello? Calling today because I have a six-year-old daughter who struggles with worry, and I've struggled with worry and anxiety for a long time in my life, and I'm trying to help her now. So I guess any tools you could give me would be greatly appreciated.
I think that, Diana, the most important thing is, now I've been told many times I should write a book for kids, because I get the problem, and I've dealt with it with my own children, and certainly I've lived that. I think one of the things that my wife and I try to do is always emphasize the importance of having this relationship with Jesus in our lives. From an early age, you're worried, don't worry, talk to the Lord, tell him you're worried, tell him you're struggling. And I think that has a big effect. I don't know of a specific book or a resource for anxiety in children, but the fact that you establish that relationship with the Lord from an early age, to know that, you know, when you're worried, talk to Jesus. He can help you. I think Children believe that. You know,
yes.
It's so funny. We are so cynical as we get older, but kids are more accepting of that. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important to just reassure her that there is an answer, that Jesus loves you. He'll always be with you, you know. And not be unrealistic. Sometimes we can go unrealistic that he's never going to let you have problems, but just let them know that that he's there and he can help us.
How does that strike you, Diana?
That's great. You know, it usually at night we have something called worry time, and we talk about our worries, and then we pray about them.
That's perfect.
And then again in the morning we pray before we go, you know, before I bring her to school. I think it's hard for kids, you know, because it's not a physical sort of reward. And she's like, Mommy, it's not going to help. You know, she doesn't believe me. And I said, you know, you have to close your eyes and imagine, you know, that Jesus is inside you working on the worry. But it's a daily struggle.
It's a daily struggle
for her.
But what a great example. What a great example, Diana, you're setting for her. My parents really loved me. They did a lot of good things, but they never showed me that Jesus was the answer. You know, they took me to Mass every week.
Right.
But that ability to pray and to encourage them. One of my daughters really has struggled with anxiety, and we have repeatedly said, please share your anxieties with us. And she does. And we pray about them. And you're right. It's sometimes you don't get that tangible result because we're used to, like, I want to see the results of my prayers. But over time, again, we'll get back to that thing where let Jesus do the work and you know, continue to have her go to Jesus. And he's real. And he's going to meet her where she is. And that's, you know, that's a great thing that you're doing.
Diana, thank you very, very much for that call. We're talking worry today with Gary Zimek, who is an expert from long experience of his own worry and has written several important books to help folks. I do think this is one of the topics of our – I've told you this before, Gary. I think what you do is so important. And Gary, he'll come to your church and talk, or he speaks all over too. You just go to followthetruth.com. But I think it's so important because we're an age of anxious people.
Oh, yeah.
It's just everywhere, this overwhelming kind of – another thing we have not hit on, but it makes us kind of grumpy too. We can be a very little bit of a grumpy society, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't have the patience to put up with one another because we're occupied in our own worries.
That's exactly right. And we have so much information available to us. So just as a quick aside here, I've always struggled with being a hypochondriac. That's always been my cross. I've had all kinds of diseases, never really had any of them. But when I was young, it was a lot more difficult because I would have to go to the bookstore or the library to find the medical books to look up the symptoms of the diseases I thought I have, you know. And then I'd read that, well, there usually are no symptoms. Then I would say, aha, I definitely have
all of those.
Right.
Yeah.
But now you can get all that information on the internet. And the information is there. And the weather, up to the minute weather reporting, you know, it just can really scare us.
Yep. 888-31-TRUTH is our number. More calls after this. We have to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Gary Zimek on Catholic Answers Live right after this.
Let us help you with your question today on Catholic Answers Live.
I fell away from the practice of my Catholic faith in my college years. But after I got married and we were expecting our first child, I had an enormous tug to come back to my roots. I went to an incredible Catholic store in my town and was blown away by the kindness and knowledge of the staff. They not only recommended books for me and my bride, but they promised me prayer support for my journey back to the faith. Wow, what an incredible Catholic store. I have to credit them for helping me on my journey home to the Catholic Church. Now they consider me part of their family, and I have shared with them my oldest son's desire to become a Catholic priest someday. An incredible Catholic store in your area can be found at incrediblecatholicstore.com. That's incrediblecatholicstore.com. The Incredible Catholic Store, transforming the world one soul at a time.
Catholic Answers Live is brought to you in part by CatholicSingles.com, the website for Catholics who want to meet others who share their Catholic values for faith, fellowship, and love. You can learn more at CatholicSingles.com. Catholic Answers Live thanks CatholicSingles.com for their generous support.
Whatever I have learned, writes Catholic Answers founder Carl Keating, I have learned from the masters of the craft. In his new book, Booked for Life, a bibliographic memoir of an accidental apologist, Carl gives future generations a roadmap of what it takes and what it means to become a Catholic apologist. In the way only Carl can, he recounts numerous real-life situations he has encountered in his long career that illustrate the apologetic lessons he's learned. Then, drawing on a lifetime of experience, Carl reveals the books that helped him learn to defend the Catholic faith. Order your copy of Booked for Life today by calling 1-888-291-8000, logging on to the shop at Catholic.com, or asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Call now with your question, 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. We are here in Alabama today, in Birmingham, Alabama, where you probably have had lots of experience with Mother Angelica and all the folks at EWTN. They put on a wonderful conference, National Catholic Radio Conference. And one of the great things, and I'm sure, Gary, you will share this with me, is meeting folks who are running radio stations around the country. They started a radio station in their living room. It's just magnificent how God is moving on the hearts of people all across the country to make this Catholic radio revolution happen.
It is so inspiring to hear these stories, Si, and just about every person that I encounter who started a radio station, they don't have a radio background.
Right.
You know, that inspires a guy like me to realize that, hey, God really can help us. Yeah. You know, that's a news flash, but we sometimes forget that.
Well, you know, when you think about the growth of Catholic radio, mm-hmm. it's individuals answering some call they got from God and finding somebody else and then a couple more people and a few more people. And then if you want to have faith in God, talk to Catholic radio people, because it's all – they just step out in faith and they do it. And I don't know how they do it, but I'm really glad they did, because I really like doing the show. 888-318-7884 is our number. Gary Zimak is our guest. We're talking worry this hour on Catholic Answers Live, and we go now to Nick in Waco, Texas, listening on Red Sea Radio. Nick, your question for Gary Zimak.
Yes, I was just wondering, I'm calling more of a situation. Mm-hmm. My wife suffers from anxiety to the point where sometimes it gives her anxiety. I mean, gives her panic attacks. And a lot of this started around when we had our children. They were born mm-hmm. early, and so they spent a lot of time in the NICU. So when we try to become intimate with one another, she always has that scare of becoming pregnant again and having her children not be able to be with her for the first 3 to 5 weeks like we have had. So I'm trying to figure out, is there anything – I try to support her the best that I can – any kind of thing that I can do for her, any kind of events that we can go to. We're trying natural family planning, but it's just it's kind of hard for her.
Nick, the first thing I want to tell you is I'm going to pray for you and your wife, and I would ask the listeners to pray for you guys too, because I can so sympathize with you in this situation. I have twin girls. They're 20 years old now. They were born 3 months premature. They had a 10% chance to live. I can understand how scary that can be. Panic attacks, I've been through that. I've had at least 5 occasions where I was in the emergency room with panic attacks. So I really understand how difficult that can be. And you know, brother, I think this is hard to accept sometimes, but for those of us who worry about situations like this, what's going to happen if I do this and this other thing happens? It really is a trust issue, I found, trusting in the Lord that he's going. And again, this is not an easy one. It's not something we can really handle on our own without his help. But what I've found in my life, and this is just general advice for you, is the closer I get to Jesus, the more I talk to him, the more I get to know him, the more I get to love him, the more I read about his miracles, the more I read in the Bible about his love for me, the more I receive the sacraments, the greater I'm able to trust him. And that's really what I would recommend. Just continue to walk with the Lord, ask for his help, you know, pray for your wife, and the Lord will answer that prayer. As Si and I were talking earlier in the show, he wants us to be peaceful, but it's a process. Trusting him doesn't happen overnight, you know, but he is trustworthy. And again, you can count on my prayers, and I know he'll help.
Nick, as we spoke about a little bit earlier, is this one of those situations where it's so interfering with your life? I asked Gary the question, at what point do you say to people you might consider medical intervention? Is it so disruptive of your life and your wife's life that it might require a medical intervention as well?
There's been times where she's had panic attacks where we've gone to the emergency room, not for this situation, just because she does suffer from anxiety all around. For us, it's just more of, I'm trying, of course, I want her to have peace with this. I want her to be able to live her life peacefully. For me, the intimacy is, of course, I want to be there with her and for her. But it's more of, I'm someone who likes to help somebody, and there's no way I can help her on this one because there's nothing I can do or say that makes her feel better. And so I'm kind of taking a back seat here and you know, cars going out of the down the road with nobody driving right now. And I just want to try to get control over this. I want us to be able to have control over this situation, at least where we can live normal lives. I don't think that medical is right now, at least not for this situation, because we can control it with how we act our lives intimately, whether we partake or not.
Let me, I'm going to let Gary respond to you. I will make a personal recommendation to you as a husband and father. Don't forget to turn to St. Joseph every day. Mm. And he's very powerful and very helpful, and he will be there for you. But I know Gary wants to say something about that sense of not being in control.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the biggest sources of anxiety that we can all face. And Nick, as somebody who is a husband and who struggles when my own wife is not happy, I get that feeling of helplessness. And I pray for my wife every day because I know there are a lot of things that stress her out, and I pray for her peace. But this is funny, and I can't take credit for this, Si. You know, my wife just came up to me because she is here with me at the convention, and she handed me a note with a recommendation for Nick. She said, go to Adoration Together.
Oh,
what a great, and I have to credit my wife Eileen for that inspiration. What a great, and we have done that. Our first date was at Eucharistic Adoration. So I would recommend that.
Ours was ice cream, but that's a different story. Nick, God bless you. I do hope that was all helpful to you. And please call anytime. Gary, you know how you said you pray for your wife,
I
and
do.
I always feel like I pray for your wife too when I realize who she's married to. I'm sorry.
You know, you reeled me in with that.
I know,
I thought
sorry.
You were my friend's side, but thank
nope,
you.
Nope.
Thank you. Actually, she does need lots of prayers.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear of those people that are known as saint makers?
Yeah.
I'm one of them.
Oh, yeah.
My wife's going to get to heaven because she lives with me.
We're having the same effect on our wives. You know, we had a call, Gary. It dropped, but I want to just kind of see it there. But the caller was saying a relationship between worry and atheism. Any thoughts you have on that?
Ouch. You know, and I've heard that. I've heard it said that worry, when you worry, it's what is known as practical atheism. I agree with that. And that's a painful thing to say. I don't make a lot of friends when I make that statement. But when we worry, and again, worry, fear, different things. Worry is not an emotion. Worry is a conscious action. We are behaving as if God doesn't exist and that he doesn't love us. And again, there is a point, and I don't know where that line is. We can cross that line where it does become sinful because I am not trusting him. And we can certainly slip all the way into despair, which is a great sin. So something we need to be aware of. It shakes you up a little bit. But if I'm a Christian, and I think this is what really started me on the road to turn to Jesus to overcome my anxiety. If I'm a Christian, I should be able to turn to the Lord instead of worrying about my problems.
Right. How much of it has to do with, I'll turn to the Lord as soon as I deal with this.
Yep.
Instead of, I'll turn to the Lord and we'll deal with this together or something like that.
But that's a very good point you bring up because he does want us to do what we can to fix the problem.
Yeah.
Because he did give us a brain. He did give us the abilities. He wants us to do something. You look at all the miracles of Jesus. He always would ask the people to do something and then he would perform the miracle. So I have to do something. Primarily, we worry when we try to do our job and his job, too.
Now, how comfortable are you saying to the Lord, or should we feel comfortable saying to the Lord something like, Lord, please give me your peace? I mean, are we crossing the boundary there, or is that an appropriate prayer?
I pray it all the time. I think it's a very important prayer. I think it's something he wants us to have peace, so it's like, okay, well, give it to me, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I believe it's okay to challenge him, too, and that's Pope Francis has been very clear about that. Throughout the book of Psalms, too, we see over and over the Psalms, Lord, where are you? Come on, Lord, I know you can do this. That's not doubt. That's expressing confidence in the Lord.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I've already said to him, come on, Lord, get busy.
It sounds
and
like
then I get scared, but
Well, we know how he teaches, and it's not always comfortable for us the way
he
teaches. But it does sound like you're saying have enough confidence in the Lord to have a relationship with him that's a real relationship. That's not just, oh, yeah, when I'm feeling holy and pious, I'll get to you, Lord. But on the other times, I probably, I'll just leave you over here.
Exactly. And he wants us to be real. I mean, the best way we're going to get to know him is by being honest. He's not going to get mad at us, you know, and that's a beautiful thing about the Lord.
Yeah.
He's not going to get mad. He wants us to be open because he already knows that we don't trust him.
Right. Among many beautiful things about the Lord. Yeah. Sally in Sacramento, California, listening on the Immaculate Heart Radio app. You are on with Gary Zimak. Your question, please, Sally.
Hi. I'm calling about my mom. She's a big worrier. She has been since as long as I can remember. The thing is, she doesn't see it as a bad thing. And it really has pushed all of us, her kids, away at some point. Right now we're dealing with one of my youngest sisters. She's already an adult. She's 19 years old, but she left the house, kind of ran away from home, even though she's an adult. And my mom is just extremely worried about her. She's trying to log into her social media accounts just to try to find something wrong. Like, she's that kind of person that thinks everything we do, if we're not in her sight, we must be doing something wrong. And me and my siblings, we're all a bit older now. We kind of just tell her, like, you know, just let it go. Pray for her and let it go. But she always says that no in the Bible. I don't know exactly what verse she's talking about, but she says that something about how we're going to have to deal with, you know, if anything happens to my sister, I guess she's saying that we're going to be responsible for it in God's eyes. So that's kind of how she is with everything. She feels like, or she acts like she needs to be in control of everything so that nothing bad will ever happen to anybody. I don't know how to bring it to her attention that it's too much.
Okay, Sally.
Sally, that's it's a very difficult thing to bring to somebody's attention. I know one thing for sure. If somebody's an excessive worrier, the last thing you want to say to them is, you got to stop worrying, or just stop worrying, because those of us who are in that situation, we can't. We can't do it by ourselves. But you are right to try to bring it to her attention. I think this gets back to the same thing, trying to control the uncontrollable. That is one of the greatest sources of anxiety in our lives. I think you could just try to, number one, pray for her. And number two, emphasize the positive, what you can do. You know, you can pray, you can't control everything, but you just have to do it in a gentle way. It's difficult sometimes.
So you're saying, if you say to the person, don't worry, they're going to just be activated in their worry.
They're going to worry more.
Okay.
And, you know, you start to feel bad about yourself inside. This is one of the things that many people struggle with. Those of us who have anxiety, we start to feel like there's something wrong with us, that I can't stop worrying. What's wrong with me? And then you worry more. So it's very difficult, and I know my wife has really helped me through a lot of situations, not by lecturing me and saying, hey, you're so much of a worrier, you just got to stop worrying, but by just holding my hand and saying, let's get through this, let's do what you can. And, you know, I'm blessed, but that's the thing that can be challenging.
Sally, how does that strike you?
That sounds great, but just one more quick question.
Sally, I wish we could do one more quick question. Hang on. Maybe we can talk to you off air in a second, but when we hear that music, that means we are about to go, and I get very worried if I don't respond when I hear the music. Gary Zimak, you can find him at followingthetruth.com. His latest book, Stop Worrying and Start Living, 365 Daily Reflections. I don't know how he settled on 365, but From Faith to Fear is another of his book. A Worrier's Guide to the Bible is another. Gary Zimak, thanks so much for being with us on Catholic Answers Live.
My pleasure, Cy. God bless you, brother.
And you really scored points with your wife today.
Let's go get ice cream after
the show. Oh, come on. Okay. I got to do another hour. The next hour, Father Wade Menezes with us. Join us right after this on Catholic Answers Live.